Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, this has become a full-blown story in the National Football League. Mike Silver was the first to say it. Then Ian Rappaport backed it up. Mike Silver said, hey, of Yahoo Sports said, the NFL has two teams looking at Antonio Brown. The Seattle Seahawks and the Baltimore Ravens looking at Antonio Brown.
Let's go Seahawksies.
To which the...
the offense was ripping.
Let's go.
To which Ian Rappaport, the NFL Network, expanded and said that there are 4 to 5 teams that have had internal discussions.
Matter of time. I mean, the guy will get a shot. I don't think all of us ever felt that Antonio Brown was done from the league. Maybe you're not. Maybe, Ryan, you might have felt that, or Dusty, you might have felt that. I always knew the league was going to give him a shot. Someone, somehow, was going to say, hey, he's too good of a wide receiver to not bring him back in some capacity.
Well, I know that one or two of his legal issues have been thrown out and kicked out, which are obviously a big thing still looming because he has several of them.
A lot of them are civil suits that are lawsuits or anything, but I think it was the one that you're talking about was regarding the moving truck person.
No, that one has not been thrown out.
I thought that one was under settlement.
I thought, that one may be under settlement, but I saw that one of his Pittsburgh, I think it was his, you know, his debts, you know, that he was owing. Yeah, I think
those aren't that big a deal.
One of those has been thrown out.
Yeah.
But it's interesting though, the allegations of assault. I don't know where those stand at all. And those are going to be the interesting ones. But is this maybe being a little bit overblown in that they're just calling them internal discussions? And shouldn't it be more than 4 or 5 teams having these internal discussions? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't it be around like 28?
No, I didn't know. Of course not.
Like, hey, at least a kicking the ball around of, hey, should we bring in Antonio Brown? Would that be a good idea?
You have to have the right fit. You have to have the right coach. And certainly you have to have a winning dynamic for him to fall in line. If he goes to a place that his personality can immediately dominate something.
Oh, Cleveland.
And take, well, there's, no, come on. They already got Odell Beckham in there.
Dude,
that's not healthy.
That was a complete joke.
Yeah. No, there are places that he just doesn't fit because emotionally he's going to take over a locker room. Okay. Seattle, that's not going to happen because that's an understanding up there. You can see that they can handle whatever throws at them. They can. They've had drama. They've had players that are very dynamic, that have had their own press conferences. But all in all, we do know this is Russell Wilson's team. And I feel like Russell just gets it to guys. And if you're going to make Antonio Brown happy, all you got to do is throw the ball to him, and he'll be excited. I think that he misses the league so much. He understands he made some mistakes, but he's not going to stand up there and say, I was wrong, and cry to get back in the league. Someone's going to give him a shot. And who doesn't want to watch Antonio Brown play football? Throw out all the other stuff. Is he a good player or not? He's a Hall of Fame, he's a Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Yeah, he is. But the baggage turns a lot of fans off. And regardless of how good he is, there is always that looming thing of there are people who go, look, I don't appreciate the baggage. Don't like the baggage.
I'll tell you what, if he signs to Seattle and or Baltimore, my goodness. Now, he'd be way more of a threat in Seattle because Russell Wilson's never had a dynamic wide receiver like him. And having DK Metcalf on the other side and those two, oh, my gosh. And what happens if Josh Gordon gets another shot? Just what if? I know that's happened. But if he goes to Baltimore, completely different style of offense and with a 3-tight-end offense, that Lamar Jackson's not as accurate and he's still learning how to be a great pocket presence and also a guy that can throw on the run. He's going to kind of not get as much emphasis there, but he would still be very good.
We heard John Harbaugh saying we want more shots downfield.
Sure.
And then when you have, you know, your three receivers then would be Antonio Brown, Marquise Hollywood Brown, his cousin, and Willie Snead. And so, I mean, you talk about taking your shots downfield, the Brown cousins, my goodness, they can fly, man, and they can stretch a field. Yeah. You got Hollywood Brown, Antonio Brown, good luck defending that over the top.
Yeah.
And so maybe that, and then if you have to commit vertically downfield, how much space does that leave Lamar Jackson?
Here's the ultimate question. Oof. Would you want him on your team? It's a yes or no question.
No.
It's a plain yes or no question.
Nope.
I'd be like,
sign him. Yeah.
I'd sign him.
Yeah. And I think as it comes down and, you know, he has been relatively quiet.
Can I defend my stance very briefly? If you want to sign the individual, it doesn't condemn you into supporting anything.
No.
What it shows is that you want to win football games, which is that's a job as coaches and players, mm-hmm. first, and you want to give people opportunities to show that they can do something to help your organization.
Yeah.
Here's what you can do as an owner and as a team head coach, as a general manager, and as a leader of your team. This is a novel idea, guys, so stay with me.
Uh-oh.
I know. This is crazy. Think about this. I can bring in an employee. I can try him out. And if it doesn't work, you know what I can do? I can fire them.
What?
I can let them go.
No.
Yeah. Did you know that I can actually bring someone in, see if it works for a little while, test the waters, and then if it doesn't, I can fire them. I can let them go. And if it does work out, then I've made some good choices.
And like with, he didn't work out in Oakland.
Yeah.
And then when he went to New England, that contract was easily torn up and thrown out, and all of his guaranteed money was taken away. And so all the leverage is with the team now. I mean, they can get they're going to get a good deal on him, and they can write in whatever they want as an escape and a parachute out of that deal,
mm-hmm.
as quickly as they possibly want. He's going to be on a very short leash no matter where he goes. It'll be interesting to see when that move happens, though, because also the league hasn't made a ruling on him, have they?
I don't know.
Because they would, I mean, there is the possibility that whichever team signs him, this is the last time that people were talking about Antonio Brown, whichever team were to sign him, Roger Goodell could just put him on the commissioner's exempt list almost immediately and just be like, until you know, everything is cleared up, we're going to be, you're on the commissioner's exempt list and you can't even practice.
Right.
So we'll see with Antonio Brown, but the Seahawks and the Ravens, according to Mike Silver, are two teams that are looking at Antonio Brown. Speaking of the Seahawks, is it weird that Chris Carson fired his agent and got a new agent right before he is heading a contract season?
No, I did. I did the same thing.
Did that work for you?
No, because I ended up getting injured.
Oh. But do you feel like it was a good change in...
I wanted a little more powerful network-connected agent.
Mm.
And I wanted somebody that had a little more influence, had a little higher profile clients that could probably sway the relationships and use some of that to get there. And that was a business decision. And I think that's what Chris Carson is doing. Look, these are all business decisions that you have. Loyalty is schmoyalty in the sports business because your tenure is so quick and the turnover is so fast. And Chris Carson was having a great season, and then whoops, there you go, an injury happens. He's in the same boat that I dealt with. And that's scary if you're trying to maximize your value right now, which unfortunately for him, he's fumbled a lot and he's injured. It's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough. And we all know the Seahawks try to find everything wrong with you when it comes to that. They just use the analytics they're not going to overpay.
Lions ownership says no change in the expectations in 2020. They have a new owner.
Well,
it's kind of the same owner.
It's the same owner. You know what? If the Ford family, the best thing they could do is sell the team, but they're not going to. Happy tax deduction day for the entire city of Detroit, because that's what the Detroit Lions are for the Ford family. A nice, cute tax deduction.
How about this for a power name? Martha Firestone Ford.
It's pretty powerful.
She went from the Firestone family to the Ford family.
Yeah, so tires.
She is, yeah. to the cars.
Cars.
She has stepped away as principal owner, and she's handed it over to her daughter Sheila.
Now she was the wife of Henry Ford II, correct? I'm almost certain.
She was, yeah. Yes. She was the wife of the grandson of the original Henry Ford.
Correct. So Henry Ford II was her husband.
Yeah, and they are 6 decades, I believe. They over 6 decades they've owned the Detroit Lions, and this is something that I find very interesting: is that the new owner Sheila Ford Hamp, who has been in the front office and helping her mom and basically running the show for the last couple of years anyways, she says she will be a very hands-on owner. Is that alarming to you when you hear that, those terms, very hands-on owner? Or
terrifying.
Right.
Terrifying.
Because every very hands-on owner that you've seen in any sport...
Not true.
Has,
Mark Cuban.
..has had its... massive hiccups. Well, Mark Cuban has even said he had to learn how to get out of the way.
Sure.
And Paul Allen did the same thing. Paul Allen, we are so lucky we had Paul Allen here. But he's had to learn that, hey, you make the football, let the football people make football decisions, let the basketball people make basketball decisions, and give your input when you deem necessary. But it's a tricky line to dance.
Yeah, you can find yourself being on both sides very quickly and very easily, because it's at one side you want your ownership to value your property. You want them to value what you're doing. So if they're there, if they're meeting with you, if they come in and talk to you, it says, hey, like I saw our owners as a Ram twice, Georgia Frontier twice. And she came in one time and just hugged Orlando Pace the entire time because she loved Orlando, made him uncomfortable. She just would say, and then she gave us a nice gift. A leather bag I still have. Ooh. Other than that, never saw her. I saw Stan Kroenke stand on the sideline as the minority owner during the time, very occasionally, but never talked to the team, never said anything to anybody. Bob Kraft would come in the locker room after every game, shake your hand with a very soft, limp handshake, but it was a handshake.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very uncomfortable handshake, but he was there. Tom Benson was a part of it. So to be there and be present, I think that's what players want. If you start getting the Jerry Jones effect where now you're the general manager and you're making all these emotional and decisions, then that's when your theory of, do you want to say meddling owner?
Yeah, meddling.
Meddling owner is a little bit too much.
Yeah, and you can't have success. I mean, like this texter says George Steinbrenner.
Yeah,
you know, Steinbrenner,
no question.
He had success, but he also had a lot of headaches a la Billy Martin.
Right.
And then you have Jerry Jones. He's had great success. He's also had a lot of headaches.
Well, look at the Chicago Bulls and the White Sox.
Oh, show. Jerry Reinsdorf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of success because of Michael Jordan, before and after.
That's a great description of the Chicago Bulls.
It's kind of what you are.
Hey, why do people hate Joe Buck? Joe Buck wants to know. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.